Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. The State Board of Education wants Ohio lawmakers to approve a proposed extension of alternative graduation requirements in 2019, while school districts across the state continue to work on getting students ready for the tougher standards adopted about 2 years ago. But the Ohio General Assembly so far has not taken action. So coming up, we're going to hear about the pros and the cons of the tougher standards and the proposed extension of the relaxed alternatives. Joining us now is Ohio Public Radio State House news reporter Andy Chow. Welcome back, Andy.
Good morning, Ann.
And by phone, Cleveland Plain Dealer education reporter Patrick O'Donnell. Welcome back, Patrick.
Hi, good morning.
So, Patrick, what's so hard about these new graduation requirements that were adopted a few years ago that still haven't gone into effect?
Well, so that's actually really a matter of perspective. There are a lot of folks who really pushed hard for those new graduation requirements because they were really feeling like students were graduating without ever meeting strong academic standards. There were a lot, like, for example, Ohio still has a 25% of high school graduates going to public colleges needing remediation work in math. It's about 13% of those kids needing remediation work in English. So there is a really strong push to make the standards for diplomas a lot higher, a lot stronger, make diplomas mean more. So they really did up the standards and the expectations, even as Ohio added new tests and harder grading on the tests. And, you know, right now you are able to get up to 35 points based on 7 end of course exams. You need to get 18, so a little better than average on all of them. And that has posed a challenge for a lot of people, particularly in low performing urban districts.
When they proposed these tougher requirements and when the Ohio General Assembly approved them, did they know at that point how many students would be affected by this, what the graduation rates would, how it would change it?
Well, no one really had any good evidence of that. You could guess. I mean, you would set a target based on what you wanted kids to be able to do. And you've had simply anecdotal evidence coming out over the years once they were enacted as to what could possibly happen. We had warnings as they were leading up to them of an incoming graduation apocalypse or train wreck and worries about that. But we never really had hard data until it really came to coming into effect.
And it's hard to predict as well, because these are tests that students take throughout their career in high school, throughout their tenure in high school. And so they might take a math test their sophomore year, and maybe they're not really thinking about, you know, college readiness, career readiness, high school diploma at that point. But the score that they get on that test can impact what Patrick is talking about, that overall grade. And so all of a sudden, junior year rolls around and they're already stuck in a hole because they didn't perform so well on those tests earlier in their high school tenure.
At what point did the State Board of Education say, uh-oh, we need an alternative requirements because so many kids are not going to make it? What triggered that to affect the 2018? Andy Chow?
I would say that the biggest turning point was there was this big rally of school superintendents from around the state. They gathered at the State House, I think it was November of 2016. And what they were looking at is this data that the state had at that point, saying that of all the students for the class of 2018, only 65% were achieving what they needed to achieve in order to graduate in the year of 2018. And so all those superintendents rallied at the State House saying, we got to fix these standards. We got to loosen them in some way because the requirements that need to be met right now, there's going to be this big, they called it a graduation crisis.
So this is after the requirements were adopted by the General Assembly.
Right.
Then they rallied. Mm-hmm. Then they eventually figured it out. They punched the numbers. And this is what came out, about 65%. Only 65% would graduate.
Yes.
And the State Board of Education then responded with these alternative requirements, which the Ohio General Assembly did adopt.
Mm-hmm. Only for the class of 2018.
Okay.
And I think, Patrick can correct me here, but I think it's still yet to be known what kind of effect those looser standards had for the graduation rate for the class of 2018. But they did loosen those requirements to also include things like student attendance, participation in class, course grades, capstone projects.
But once again, putting into question what's the value of a degree from a school in the state of Ohio, right, Patrick O'Donnell?
Yes. Yeah, so there's, you had some very strong opinions from some state board members and some other folks in the state that, you know, diplomas in the state were not meaning very much, that students were showing up at the workforce and in the workplace and not able to do the things that people would normally expect someone with a diploma to have. And there was significant pushback from a few former state board members who were saying, hey, let's just have diplomas for everybody. We'll have trophies for all. And, you know, let's
are
have
you saying
it
were they being sarcastic?
In a way, yes, but they were very serious about their point. They really felt like diplomas should really mean something rather than just be an assumption that you get them and you're entitled to them if you just sit through classes for 4 years.
And this is a hard process because you kind of mentioned this earlier, Anne. This is something that the state board adopts. They sort of pass a proposal, pass a rule, but it has to go to the Ohio legislature. The Ohio legislature is the one who has to sort of put this all into action. And so you've got these layers of bureaucracy, and then you have politics playing a role. I think the interesting thing, what we've seen so far in these high school graduation standards, is it kind of goes beyond partisan lines. You don't I haven't quite seen a lot of Republican legislators crying one thing while Democratic legislators are crying another. It sort of like skews partisan lines.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. We're talking about Ohio's graduation standards. They were updated and toughened a few years ago. But for the 2018 graduating class, they adopted alternative standards when it became clear that only 65% or so of the prospective graduates would pass the tests needed to graduate. Now the Ohio Board of Education is asking the General Assembly to extend an alternative set of requirements because, again, it looks like as many as 30% of graduating seniors or prospective seniors would not qualify to graduate in 2019. If you know, if you're one of those seniors, if you're a parent of one of those seniors, if you're a teacher or a school official and are aware of this problem and can give us another point of view, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Right now I have Patrick O'Donnell of the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Andy Chow of the Ohio State House News Bureau with us to talk about this. Now, the Ohio General Assembly so far has not acted on the request to extend the alternative guidelines. What's behind that? What's the Ohio General Assembly doing, Andy Chow?
Well, the Ohio General Assembly has been sort of all over the place this year for a lot of reasons. We had that very long break where the House didn't even have a speaker because the Ohio House Republicans had this infighting going on. So we've seen a delay on several measures that we thought would have been passed earlier. I think the idea behind passing these less restrictive requirements, I think it kind of goes to, you know, there wasn't a ticking clock. I think they thought they had time, and then we had this big summer break coming up, and then midterms, and so I think the thought is that they still have plenty of time to pass it during lame duck, which, you know, it doesn't really work in the time schedule of educators, teachers, administrators,
because
students.
They're halfway through the school year, then.
And they want to know what's going on, and they want to know what they need to be doing in order to graduate. So this delay has been substantial.
Well, Patrick O'Donnell, what are districts in your area saying they need? When do they need to know this?
So I'm not hearing tons from them right now. I think people are doing a lot of waiting and seeing. You know, the really interesting thing, and we have not talked about that yet this morning, is the state school board and the Department of Education are looking at a total overhaul, even of
again,
the alternate pathways again. And this was presented by Superintendent Paolo Di Maria at the last board meeting here in September. And so the hope with them is that they would have this whole brand new approach. You just extend the alternate pathways for a couple more years and then bring in this whole new approach within a couple years and start from scratch all over.
And this whole new approach is taking a very holistic view of what a graduation, what a diploma means, for depending on what your track is. Right, Andy Cho?
Yeah, and I think it does sort of stay a little true to what the current standards are in that they do sort of rely on state tests for subjects like math and English, but also gives, again, sort of these alternative pathways or these other options. So if you don't do so well on the English test or the math test, then your student performance, your course grades. So, you know, you have the test, but then you have, well, how did you do on your homework? How did you do on these other projects? Mm-hmm. Those can enter into play as well. And then it gives these other options like capstone projects where these student culmination experience things where they can put together these bigger portfolio projects. So it does sort of walk the line of relying on tests. But if you're not a good test taker, hey, here are some other options as well.
Right. It recognizes that not everybody learns the same and not everybody shows their knowledge level mm-hmm. the same way. What's next? What is the timeline for this?
So there's going to be some additional recommendations that are going to come out to a state school board committee at their October meeting. The state board will likely vote what they want to recommend to the legislature for a new graduation requirements in November. That's the tentative timeline
for the whole new set of requirements.
The whole new set of requirements.
Huh. And the Ohio General Assembly so far hasn't acted on the proposed extension, but are they expected to, Andy Chow?
I think the signal that Senator Peggy Lehner, a Republican from Kettering, is sending is that, yes, they are going to address this. She's the chair of the Senate Education Committee. She's been somebody who's been following this topic very closely, who's been trying to push this issue to make sure that all parties agree on where we should move forward as far as diplomas go. So she has signaled that she's taking this very seriously. And if that's the case, then it seems like they are going to pass this in lame duck.
Right. We're going to have Senator Matt Huffman of Lima on. He's the vice chair of the Senate Education mm-hmm. Committee, and he'll get us caught up to date on that. Meanwhile, Dave in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Dave.
Hi. Just a little history from the past. Who teaches and how much you pay and what you get for your money. I'm from Circleville, Ohio. I grew up in the 50s, and DuPont plant moved there, found that the graduates couldn't do the work. So they made a deal with the city that they would hire the chemistry and the physics teacher during the summer and pay them more in the summer than they were being paid by the school. So doubling their salary, more than doubling it, to get people who could teach what was necessary for their operations. So money makes a difference. Who the teacher is makes a difference. And even in the 50s, DuPont knew how to solve it. And I guess maybe we need to go back and look at how we're paying for schools, how much, who we're hiring, and how well they're supported. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, I would say throughout this whole process, I haven't heard a lot of complaints about the actual educators or the teachers during this process. I think it's the bar we hold the students to. And among a lot of people, the thought has been that the bar has been too low. So we say, hey, do what you need to do on this, that, and the other. You can graduate. And then when you graduate, you end up needing to take these remedial courses in college. So they thought they needed to raise the bar. I haven't heard a lot of people complaining that it's because the teachers are inadequate.
Patrick O'Donnell, as far as this larger change of the larger requirements, permanent requirements, is this intended to replace the ones that were passed in 2016?
Yes.
Okay. So hypothetically, the 2016 ones would never go into effect.
Yes. Well, right. So they would want the kind of the alternate pathways to be extended for a couple of years,
right,
and then the brand new ones would kick in.
And so I'm trying to do my math here, but I think if the General Assembly said we like these new permanent requirements, mm-hmm. and if they were to put it into play, I think that they would hope for it to apply for freshmen.
I
think they would want to start it at the very beginning so they're not throwing a complete whole new set of new standards.
Right.
I think that's something they still need to figure out.
In other
out.
Words, change the approach as far as how they introduce it into
right.
the system
and
instead
so,
of just slapping it on and expecting the graduating seniors to meet the requirements.
Yeah. So
okay.
if they said, hey, here are the brand new standards,
starting
I think they would say
the,
it applies to this new class of freshmen, which I think would result in being the class of 2022.
Well, why didn't they do that in the first place? Any thoughts? I guess I could
well,
ask.
Well, it's really a matter of how much faith you put into test scores, right?
So there was that debate, right?
Rigor. Right. Yeah. So the old board wanted to increase rigor, so you set higher test score targets. Mm-hmm. This is a more a look at, hey, it's not just test score targets that can show that you've had a rigorous learning and education. We're going to try and give you multiple ways of showing that you know the material.
It's also interesting because I think if you were to ask the board when they passed it a few years ago, they were saying that they were trying to avoid this high stakes test, this one big test that culminated in, are you going to get a diploma or not?
Yeah.
So they broke it down into, I think, 7 tests. And the result has been, well, now we have 7 high stake tests.
Yeah. Well, you guys, thanks for joining us today to talk about this. Andy Chow of Ohio Public Radio, Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Also, Patrick O'Donnell, education reporter for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Thanks to you as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We will be right back. Continue our conversation about Ohio high school graduation standards. What do you think? Have you been affected by the proposed new standards, by the proposed extension of the alternate standards? Are you confused yet? Stay with us. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Welcome back to All Sides. I'm your host, Dan Fisher. The State Board of Education has asked state lawmakers to extend alternative graduation requirements while school districts get up to speed on tougher test-based requirements adopted in 2016. For now, the prospective class of 2019 is in limbo. At least 1 in 10 would not graduate with the, or 2 in 10 would not graduate with the tougher standards, and the Ohio General Assembly so far has not taken any action on the request to extend the alternative options. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a whole new set of standards that are being considered to be adopted next year. Joining us by phone is Republican State Senator Matt Huffman of Lima. He is the vice chair of the Senate Education Committee. Welcome to the show.
Nice to be back again, Ann. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Also with us is Ohio Board of Education member Stephanie Dodd of Columbus. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me this morning.
Listeners, we want to hear from you. Do you work in education? You're seeing seniors struggle with these requirements. Did you or someone you know not graduate because they couldn't pass the state tests? Give us a call, 614-292-8513. Stephanie Dodd, what are you hearing from school districts about the impact of the tougher standards on the 2019 class at this point?
Yeah, so I've been visiting districts around my state board district and meeting with superintendents and talking with parents and students, and there is definitely going to be an impact if the current 18-point requirement or the current career tech requirement stay in place for students to not be able to graduate under this. And so they've been asking for an extension of the alternative pathways for us to look at additional ways in the future. So that's what we've been working on. But I'm definitely hearing from my constituents that this is an issue, just as it was for the class of 2018.
Senator Huffman, what about what the Ohio General Assembly is doing about this? We heard from Andy Chow of Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau that you're the chairman of your committee, Peggy Lehner of Kettering, has said that you are going to take action on this.
I don't frankly think that's a conclusory statement. The Education Committee hasn't met since the spring, and until after the election when the caucus meets and the Education Committee can meet, it's a joint decision. Certainly the mm-hmm. chair has a lot of discretion in terms of calling meetings and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that conclusion's been made.
Okay. And, well, so what kind of priority is this for the Senate Education Committee then?
Well, I think it's a huge priority for me personally. I met with all my superintendents, not all of them, but many of them last Friday morning about this. And again, I can't speak on behalf of the committee. I don't frankly think anybody could. Maybe the president of the Senate is in the best position to do that. The issue really and I wasn't here in 2016 when the last law was passed, but speaking with some of the senators, the understanding was that the state board would come up with these in a timely enough way that, you know, we wouldn't be in a position of having to hurry up and make a statement and or make a decision. And that's kind of where we're at right now. I don't know that there's really a whole lot of choice at this point but to push them out. But the problem is pushing them out with what time frame. Mm-hmm. And that may be 2 years, it may be 3 years, it may be 4 years, depending on who you talk to. So, you know, I think it's a huge, huge priority as a general statement. I certainly can say that for myself.
Stephanie Dodd, what was the miscalculation in the first place when the state board proposed the tougher standards, the more test-based tougher standards, and it was as it was passed by the Ohio General Assembly in 2016? What was the miscalculation? What did everyone get wrong?
I think what we got wrong was that we've put into place graduation requirements that we call them college and career ready, but the reality is that they are college ready. So if you look at the pathways that are currently in place, they are meant and intended for students to go to college. And so we've overlooked a large number of students that may not need a 2 or 4 year college to be able to leave our high schools and get a job. And so when we look at alternative pathways, or I've been sitting on an advisory group with the state superintendent and stakeholders, Senator Lehner and Representative Brenner are part of that as well. We've been working this summer to identify what is it that we want a graduation requirements to look like. And we've recognized that not all students are going to go to college and that there are job opportunities are out there. So I think that's where we missed the mark, is that we set requirements that are for students to be college ready and not for students to be career ready.
Senator Huffman, what about your thoughts about what was the miscalculation with these other requirements that have not yet gone into effect?
Well, you know, as I said, I don't know enough about what was calculated and what wasn't, but I think Ms. Dodd is spot on that one of the principal problems here is that we believe, or we have in our system, I think in our thought process, that all students should all be striving for the same things. And I would extend that out a little bit to say that all communities are the same. The concept that the General Assembly or the State Board of Education really can come up with appropriate graduation requirements in all cases, in all school districts, I think is really a fallacious one. Things are not the same in Minster, Ohio, as they are in Youngstown, Ohio. And certainly we need to have some minimum standards, this whole process, as it has evolved, I guess, over the past 30 or 40 years, not just in the last couple of years, has some things in it, frankly, that I think just aren't true. And that really extends into college, that somehow getting everyone to college is the way to get people more successful. And this, you know, the student loan, frankly, tragedy that we've heaped upon a lot of people with a false presumption about why they need college. There's a whole number of misconceptions, I think. And I don't want to get too far off the topic, but I think the concept that we need to have diplomas that are a diploma structure that fits all of the students, I think that's spot on. I think that's absolutely right.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. We're talking about the tougher standards for high school graduation that were enacted in 2016. They were supposed to go into effect in 2018. They were put off for at least a year with some alternative, temporary alternatives. Now the State Board of Education is asking the Ohio General Assembly to extend that alternative set of requirements while the Board of Education, in consultation with the state lawmakers and the Department of Education talk about yet another rewrite of the state graduation requirements. Give us a call. What do you think? 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And Bill in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Bill.
Hi. I had a question. I was listening to the first part of the show and, you know, people talking about the diploma meaning more. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense to me. And then everyone's suddenly surprised that under those new tough standards, fewer kids are going to graduate. Isn't that the point? Like, unless you think teachers are going to teach better in response to new graduation standards, we're just talking about where we draw the line of who gets a diploma.
Right. And you're saying, why don't we just buck up and take the hit? Stephanie Dodd?
I think that is the question that we are struggling with, is what is the value of a diploma? And I'll go back to what I said a few moments ago, and that is that we have strengthened and increased the requirements to graduate, but when doing so, we've set them at a bar that are for students to go to college and not to be ready for careers. So I think that, you know, we need to take a look at what we're requiring students to do. And, you know, one of the things that we've been discussing for the past couple years is looking at ways that students can demonstrate what they know that takes away the pressure of a high-stakes test, because that's what we have in place right now. And students are being tested in multiple ways in their local schools and in their districts. The state requires multiple tests. So, you know, what if we consider all those other ways that students might be able to demonstrate their skills and their knowledge that is still rigorous and still gives significant value to a diploma, but it ensures employers that students are ready for jobs, and it ensures for those students who want to go to college, we're ensuring that they're prepared and they're ready for that next step.
Is the idea that a graduation diploma will look the same for everybody, or will it say different things about different people depending on what track they're on?
Well, I think you can certainly look at diplomas now and in the past, and you can see, you know, different things. We have an honors diploma. We have, different seals that you can be added to a diploma. So I think you can look at those things today and, see different skill sets and different honors that students have received in mm-hmm. addition to the standard diploma. I think with, you know, in these discussions, you know, I don't agree with having different tiers of diplomas. I know that's been proposed in the past. I don't support that. But I do think that we should, you know, reward students who go above and beyond. And, you know, we showcase that and allow them to showcase and demonstrate that with future employers and with future institutions of higher education. But, you know, I think we're looking at, you know, a diploma that, you know, has a level of rigor to it that showcases that students are ready for their next step, and that next step could be a variety of things.
Matt Huffman, are there sentiments in the Senate for doing what Bill suggests, which is letting the kids take the hit? That's the only way that they're going to, you know, step up and make the grade.
Well, again, I don't mean to dodge the actual, but I'm not in a position to speak on behalf of the whole Senate.
I know you're not. I know that. But I mean, is there sentiment there for that?
Well, I will tell you what I think. Mm-hmm. And what I think is that the question isn't, do we get kids to buck up and let's just make them? The question is, in my mind, or the point really, we've developed a set of standards, a set of rigor that is for many, not just the kids, but for much of society, isn't realistic. It's not connected to real world. Mm-hmm. It's connected to the real academic world, to people who think that college is really important. I don't care, and I don't think most people care, whether the person who is going to fix my car, and we really need people who can fix cars, whether that person can appropriately do algebra 2, mm-hmm. or whether they can conjugate a verb, or a whole lot of other things. And where I come from in Western Ohio, there are many rich people, and most of them are farmers. And a lot of them don't need all of the things that somebody somewhere in a room said, we have to do this. And So, you know, the testing is also a problem with it. I've struggled mightily in last General Assembly to convince people that when you give tests on computers, you're testing computer skills, not necessarily knowledge. And I was able to at least peel back the third grade requirement the test be taken on computers. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this is frankly controlled and directed by an education establishment that acts generally outside in terms of the public and the General Assembly and other folks that's outside really getting any information. It's frankly a lot of people who are selling things to the state. So I really think that the thing needs to be taken apart. We need to really decide, and you know, whether we call them tiers or we'll only call the kids who get good diplomas, they have honors diplomas and other people don't. In the end, we really need for people to know, what did this child learn? What does this 18-year-old know? And however it is that we describe that in the, I suppose, in the least offensive way, you know, that's what we should strive for. Now, you know, obviously if a child never shows up for school and never does anything, they're not going to get a diploma.
Mm-hmm.
But if I've got a kid who can do lots of things that make him successful in life, but it's not the things that the people who, you know, are want everyone to go to college think, well, that, sorry about that. I still think he ought to get a diploma.
Hmm. And just real briefly, Senator Huffman, what do you mean by education establishment, the Department of Education?
No, there's folks who are in the business of selling products to the education, to states, and a lot of these ideas about what's important come from those groups.
Okay.
I think they're the people who brought you Common Core and things like that, that, you know, it kind of gets foisted off as a great idea. Legislators who really are generalists, there are very few actual educators in who are legislators, and we have to know about, you know, there's 90% of our other legislative agenda. We have to know. Often legislators look at that stuff and say, well, gee, it sounds like a good idea. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we find out later it's not such a great idea.
That is State Senator Matt Huffman. He is a member of the Ohio, he's vice chairman of the Senate Education Committee. He's a Republican from Lima. Also with me, Stephanie Dodge. She's a member of the Ohio Board of Education. We're talking about graduation requirement standards. The current standards have been put on hold for 1 year, maybe going on 2 years, depending on whether or not an alternative is extended. And we're also talking about proposed completely new set of standards that are being discussed by the Department of Education, state board members, and state lawmakers. So let us know, what do you think? 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. We'll be right back. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Welcome back to All Sides. I'm your host, Dan Fisher. The State Board of Education is looking to extend alternate graduation requirements for the class of 2019. The alternate requirements would allow students to sidestep test benchmarks and instead graduate based on a 2.5 GPA, 93% attendance rate, or community service. The Ohio General Assembly has yet to act on that proposed extension. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, State Board of Education, the Department of Education, state lawmakers, stakeholders from across the state are working together on a new set of requirements that would kind of expand this tougher test-based approach that everyone's trying to avoid at this point. My guest, Senator Matt Huffman, he's a Republican member of the Ohio Senate, and he's vice chair of the Senate Education Committee. And also with me, Stephanie Dodge. She's a member of the Ohio Board of Education. We have a member of the Olentangy Board of Education with us right now, Julie Fiesel from Columbus. You're on the air. Hi, Julie.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm also on the Delaware Area Career Center School Board as well as the Olin P&G School Board.
Okay.
We don't have an issue in either of my districts that I represent of a graduation of our students graduating, and mm-hmm. I realize that. However, we have freshmen who have started high school who don't know what they're working toward in order to graduate. And so I implore both people on your show today to come up with a decision so that our students know what they're working toward.
Senator Huffman?
Well, yeah, I think here's the problem. There was a decision made in 2016, and I'm sorry, I can't talk right now. Sorry, I'm walking down the street.
Yeah,
to Cincinnati.
Sure.
On my way to a meeting. But I think the issue is, and what's been said to me is, well, we want to push this out a year or two or more. And I think what the caller is describing is the same sort of angst that a lot of other folks are having a problem with, which is, when is this going to end?
Yeah.
Is it next year? Didn't we just do this and now we have to change it again? So I think that's a frustration that we all have, frankly, in the Senate, and that I have. And again, I wasn't here in 16, but when does it all end?
You know,
what happens in 2 years if those aren't very good requirements either? So.
Yeah. Stephanie, Dad?
Yeah, I think Julie is spot on. She is absolutely correct that we are talking about making changes for a class of seniors for this year. And that is simply not right. We shouldn't be doing that. And I think as we have these conversations with stakeholders, members of the General Assembly at the table, state board members, we have, parents, we have principals, school counselors, superintendents, the stakeholders who are at the table that should have been at the table when we first put these requirements into place, they are saying we need to make sure that whatever changes we make, an incoming freshman class needs to know ahead of time what is expected and what is required of them. And to continue to keep making these changes really is unfortunate, and it's wrong that we continue to do this to our students. And so I hope that the state board will look at this proposal that's coming out, and I hope that the General Assembly will look at it and give the department the time they need to work with districts to implement something for a group of students at the beginning of their high school career, not during the middle of it, and certainly not at the end of it.
Julie Fiesel of the Ohio Tangi Board of Education, thanks for joining us. I appreciate your time. And Amy in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Amy.
Hi. I have about four quick points that I want to go over. First of all, we've come to recognize that there are different aptitudes, passions, and learning styles among people, our population, and why I'm not seeing that reflected in the curriculum. We've got overworked teachers. We've got teachers on the highest level.
I'm sorry, we lost you, Amy.
I don't know why.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, we lost you again. Okay. We can't hear Amy, but from what was described to me by my screener, she wants to make the point that college isn't for everyone. What about trade schools? That kind of a thing, which kind of goes along with what you've been saying, Stephanie Dodd, that there's lots of iterations of graduates out there.
Absolutely. And I think that Ohio's career and technical centers and the programs that are in place in districts across Ohio are some of the most underutilized resources that we have in this state. And I think they are all doing some really great things. They are working with local communities, local businesses to identify what the needs of a community are. And, we have a structure in place right now that is preventing students from going on and being successful. I was visiting a career technical center on Friday, and I spent the day there, and they had a group of students come together and meet with me, and they were all top performing students. And one of the students shared with me that she has 13 points to graduate, and she's taken all of her exams. And right now she needs 18. She's in a career technical center, so you'd think she could go that pathway, except that the program that she's in, which is in demand for the area where she lives in southeastern Ohio, it's not considered an in-demand industry across the state, and therefore she can't earn 12 industry credentials. Now, if she gets a diploma, she's guaranteed to get a job, and she'll be able to support herself, and she'll be able to continue and thrive in that industry. But she has to be able to get a high school diploma. And so right now, she has no way to accept to retake 5 end-of-course exams and hope that she can get 5 more points on those tests. And I don't understand, when we have a student who has been successful academically, who is getting the work experience that she needs, and she's guaranteed a job at the end of this school year, why we are boxing a student in to a set of graduation requirements that doesn't fit her skills and abilities.
Senator Huffman, I know you have to go, but do you agree that whatever's adopted, that it has to start with a freshman class, that it can't be something that's imposed on upperclassmen?
It sounded like you actually asked two different questions there.
Okay.
I don't think that we have to say that we can't impose a new rigor for 4 years out. Frankly, I don't think most 14-year-olds show up for school and say, what do I have to do to graduate in 4 years? Most of them say, where's my first class, and start teaching me to do things. Mm-hmm. Maybe when they get into junior and senior year, they begin to think about that. Now, that's not true for everybody, mm-hmm. but I think it's generally true. My biggest concern with this whole process is that somehow this is going to take 2 or 3 years to put in place. I'm not sure why we can't come up in the next 3 months before the end of the lame duck with a permanent system that embraces most of the things that we're talking about sure. right here. Maybe that's not going to happen. Maybe it is. But that's what I've been urging the folks that I've been talking to is, let's not stretch this out, because that's when the public, and which is embodied in some of the legislatures, begin to believe, well, there really isn't any end in sight. They just don't want high standards or good standards. But it is a much more complex question than, do we want high standards or not?
Senator Matt Huffman, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate your time.
You bet. Good talking. Thanks very much.
You bet. Senator Matt Huffman, Republican member of the Ohio Senate and vice chair of the Senate Education Committee. Still with us is Stephanie Dodd. She is a member of the Ohio Board of Education. Do you think that this can be pulled together in 3 months to make the, you know, to Senator Huffman's point, that really, do we want to start all the way over again?
Well, I think that Senator Huffman is probably correct. I don't have a 14-year-old, but I'm guessing most 14-year-olds aren't thinking about what they have to do to graduate high school. But the reality is that we're making them take tests before they start to think about that. So, you know, if we were to implement something and ask an incoming junior or even senior class to do something, they've already been taking the test. They've already been working on
the cows
GPA.
Left the barn for them.
Right, right. So I do think that, you know, we may be able to, for an incoming sophomore and incoming junior class, I think that we could make some changes. You know, what we are getting ready to, the state superintendent is getting ready to propose to the state board. It doesn't completely dismantle the system, but instead of having, you know, very boxed in requirements, it adds flexibility. And, you know, I think that giving students as much time in advance, I do think that many 14-year-olds' parents are thinking about graduation requirements and are thinking about the future of their children. So I think that we could do something, you know, for an incoming sophomore or junior class. But I think ideally we need to let students know in advance of high school what the expectations are and what the requirements are, because I'm guessing in most cases when they go in, you know, to a freshman orientation for their high school, they're being told what the expectations are for that local district. And we have a responsibility as a state to do the same.
It's just like if you go to college. I mean, the cost of college impresses upon people more and more to get out in 4 years or as soon as possible. But to do that, you really do have to follow a pretty regimented routine now. And you're saying that kids ought to know that when they're starting high school as well.
They absolutely should know that. And they should know what all their options are, and students need to have a larger voice in that. And I think that's why, you know, having options and having flexibility for students is important. And so taking away the high stakes nature of what we currently have in place with end of course exams, or, you know, if you go down a career tech path, you know, you're going to be tested twice as much as any other student. You know, I think we take that away and we help students and we guide them, put them in the driver's seat so that they have ownership of the degree, of the diploma that they are working to obtain. I think there's a lot of value in that, and I think it will allow our educators to do a job instead of, you know, forcing them to focus so much on end of course tests and report cards. We can allow our educators to work more with students to help them identify their passions.
You know, even pretty high wealth school districts don't have enough counselors, meaning guidance counselors, people who are helping the students make these plans that are so critical to their future. You know, you can have all the new requirements in the world that you want, and parents that care and kids that are trying to pay attention, but you really do need professionals who know what these requirements are and what you have to do to achieve them in place. And that's not the case with a lot of schools. They're overworked. I'm not going to say they're underpaid, but there's just too few of them.
There are way too few of them. And that's another challenge that we have with implementing something, you know, a year or two out, instead of, you know, giving the proper time to implement it and allowing the Department of Education to be a resource for our schools, is that we place the burden on our districts. And you're correct. We don't have enough school counselors in our districts, regardless of the wealth. And we need to invest in that. And, you know, for anybody who says that, you know, this, you know, changing of graduation requirements or lessening what we have in place now is lessening rigor and you know, not allowing for high standards to be in place, you know, I would just say to them, if we want to increase, you know, the educational expectations for students, then we need to start at birth. We need to start by investing in early childhood education, because a student that comes into kindergarten behind is most likely always going to stay behind. And so if we want to talk about graduation requirements in the long term, we really need to start talking about, you know, an investment in education from the very beginning.
And likewise, I mean, that affects the cost of future education or higher education, whether it's trade schools, technical education, or whether it's a traditional four-year college, because all this remediation costs a lot of money once you get into college, right? And you don't get credit for it. You just have to take these classes and pay for them.
Right. And I think we have to look at that. You know, I'm curious to know, of those students that have to be remediated in Ohio's colleges and universities, how many should even be in college in the first place? How many students didn't receive the opportunity to go down a career technical pathway to learn a skill? I think for, you know, many, many decades, we have told children that they need to go to college in order to be successful. I know that's what I was told by my parents, that if I didn't go to college, I wouldn't be successful.
But did you know what you wanted to do?
When I went to college?
Yeah.
No.
See, I knew what I wanted to do, so I knew I needed a college education. But if you don't even know what you want to do... Yeah.
I knew that business was something that would exist, and I knew that I should go to business school,
okay,
because I would get a job that way. But no, I didn't know all that was out there. I was, you know, my parents, you know, were teenagers when I was born. And so, you know, my parents are both very successful. My mom has an associate's degree that she took. It took a really long time for her to earn. And my dad has his high school diploma. So they weren't able to, you know, help me understand what opportunities were out there. And I think that we have to continue to, you know, invest in our schools so that parents and counselors and schools can help students understand what's available to them.
That's Stephanie Dodd. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Stephanie Dodd. She's a member of the Ohio Board of Education. We've been talking about high school graduation requirements. They changed a few years ago. Then they put in alternates in place so that more students would be able to graduate. Now they're thinking of redoing the whole thing again. So I'm sure that we'll be talking about all of this again, too. Thanks for listening today. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.